Hello, thank you for joining us today. We invite you to connect with us on all our social media outlets. Now, let's go to the message.
Have and enjoy life. Have it in abundance to the full until it overflows. Somebody shout, I'm full. Somebody shout, overflow. You may be seated in the presence of God today. The Zoe Life, and for those of you that maybe it's your first time with us or you've missed the first three or four sessions of this, you can go on Amazon Play, Spotify, Apple Podcast, or livingwaychurch.net and listen for free. But I don't want to spend a lot of time catching everyone up, but the three words for life we have focused in on, John 10 and 10's meaning, the Zoe in abundance. I've come to give you Zoe. Zoe is the eternal. It's the divine, the life of God. It is before the creation of man, Zoe was. After this earth passes away, Zoe will still be. You know, when you go to heaven, the Bible says that we get a new body. The Bible says that we won't cry. You know why you cry? You cry because of what you are experiencing and what you think about. But the Bible says in heaven, we are given a new body. We are perfected. And so our bios and our psuche are perfected. But Zoe is what we're going to experience and enjoy for the rest of our life. Zoe refers to the uncreated eternal life of God. Your spiritual life, your Zoe is the most important dimension of your life. I know a lot of people put a lot of emphasis on bios, and that's fine. And psuche and mental health has become very prominent in our culture, and that is fine. But I want to encourage you that your spiritual and Zoe life is the most important life that you will ever have because it is the eternal life of God. It is going to be what we have forevermore. And if I could say this again, I've said it every week, but I want to say it one more time. If the Zoe life is given, Zoe in abundance is given to you in your life, I promise you Zoe will affect your bios and your psuche. But the devil comes to steal, comes to take what is not his, comes to kill, to neutralize, to vote against you. And he has come to destroy, to deface, and make you look less than like God. But Jesus said, I am come that you would have Zoe, and Zoe, the eternal part in abundance. There's a lot of things that if I ask just the rhetorical question, what do you need in your life? There might be as many responses as there are people in this room. For somebody right now, your marriage needs a miracle. For somebody else, your family, your children need a miracle. Somebody else, it's a money issue today. You need something to happen in your finance. Others, it might be employment. It might be mental health. It might be something going on between your elbows or between your ears, and you need God to touch you mentally, or maybe it's physically. I don't know what it is, but there's a lot of things that we could ask for. But when we talk about Zoe, it's not just about the things that you can see, touch, smell, and hear. The greatest thing about Zoe is the greatest blessings in your life cannot be seen. They're the spiritual things. We've talked about Zoe is not just more money. It's not a bigger house and nicer car, but Zoe looks like indescribable or unspeakable joy. There is something to be said about believers that can live in the crazy world that you and I live in, but walk in unspeakable joy that no matter what's going on around us, I've got something powerful happening inside of me. Zoe looks like peace that transcends understanding. I like to say it like this, peace that does not make any sense. I should not have this peace, but I do have this peace. I should not be able to sleep at night with all of the problems that I have, but I sleep like, not like a baby, because a baby wakes up every 45 minutes. I sleep like a rock in Jesus' name. Peace that makes no sense. An overflowing hope, the Bible says. Fresh mercy. That means mercy that every day you wake up, it is not day old, week old. God has been working on cooking up fresh mercy every day. Last week we talked about grace that is enough, grace that meets the requirements. That's what Zoe looks like. God's strength for our weakness. That's what Zoe looks like. I want to encourage somebody that in your spirit, you barely were able to make it this morning. The devil has been after you all week or maybe all year or maybe even all decade. But I'm here to tell you, when you are introduced to the abundant life, the Zoe life, that God says, hey, for your weakness, I'm going to trade you my strength. And if you will expose your weakness to me, God will step into your weakness and he will bring his strength. Somebody say amen. Aren't you glad that you're not depending on your strength? Because some days we're strong, some days we're not. Some days we can't wait to wake up and get on with life, and some days we want to hit that snooze button 8 or 10 times and pull the covers back over our head. But I want to remind you, once you've said yes to Jesus and once you have availed yourself to Zoe, he said, in your weakness, I am strong and I will bring my strength. We talked about an overwhelming love. See, we talked about overflowing hope, an overwhelming love. That is what we would call love unconditionally. It's hard to find anybody that will love you conditionally. Let me say that again. It's hard to find people that will love you conditionally. God says, not only do I love you like everybody else loves you, I love you without conditions. When you treat me bad, I still love you. When you ignore me, I still love you. When you run away from me, I still love you. When you do things to the temple that I created, I still love you. When you skip church on Sunday, I still love you. When you let the offering bucket go by, when you just spent $400 on Dallas Cowboy tickets and you don't give anything to the house of God, I still love you. When you don't serve, I still love you. And over. Overwhelming love. It's a love that you just get immersed in. That's what Zoe means. Last session we talked about, the last two we talked about was needs met. You've got to identify your needs and your wants. God said, I will supply all of your needs. If it's a need, God said, I will supply it. That is what Zoe is. You say, well, God has already saved me. Yes, God saved you, and you are on your way to a real place called heaven for the rest of your life. But I am here to tell you, God is not just wanting to concern himself in your eternity. God wants to insert himself into your now, into what you're going through, into what you need. And whether that is a physical need, a mental need, a financial need, a ministry need, God said, I will meet that need according to the riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And then we ended last session talking about what Zoe looks like, that we are more than conquerors. More than conquerors. There's a difference between winning and conquering. You win games, but you conquer in war. We're not playing games. We're not in this for funsies. We're not in this for millions and billions of dollars in our bank accounts. We are in this because God has called us out of the miry clay. God has taken us from people that had no home to somebody that has a destination, people that were doing all kinds of crazy things. And when God called us out, he said, not only are you going to win in life, more importantly, he said, I'm going to make you a conqueror in life, and nothing the enemy has set up against you is going to work. You are going to conquer that thing. And the Bible reminds us that we are always victorious. God always causes us to triumph. You know why he always causes us to triumph? Because we will never fight a battle that has not already been won. That is why he can guarantee a victory, because he said, Brandon, the battle that you're fighting in September of 2023, I have already won that war. It is a fixed fight. I just need you to show up with faith. I need you to show up with a sword in your hand. I know you've had a bad month, but show up with tears in your eyes, ready to fight. Show up with a prayer in your heart. It's a fixed fight. Somebody say it's a fixed fight. And I've said all of that because all of those are the spiritual ramifications of Zoe. But you know what Zoe also looks like? Not radical receiving, but radical giving. I've told you here in the last few weeks that phrase, radical giving, just before service started, I was given a testimony on another church that we're connected to that is in a building program, and someone just wrote them a check for $100,000, a multimillionaire, and said, hey, we want to finish the next phase of what you're doing. I am here to tell you that when you receive Zoe, it's going to do something in you where you don't have to have everything coming this way, but you're saying, God, how can I be a blessing? And sometimes radical giving is not money. Sometimes it's a radical love that they don't deserve, yet I'm going to love them anyway. That they don't deserve what I'm about to do, but God, you've done so much for me when I didn't deserve it. God, I'm going to turn around and do something for them. Can I encourage somebody? God has blessed you. You say, well, I don't have enough to give. Oh, if you have Zoe, it's in abundance. You've got enough for you. You've got enough for your wife, your kids. You've got enough for your in-laws, your outlaws. You've got enough for the family reunion. You've got enough for the class reunion. When God gives you in abundance, he said, it's not only for you, but I want you to radically give it away. Remember, you cannot outgive God. So if you were to give it all away today, by the time you go to bed tonight, you're going to have a surplus again of something to give away. This is what 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, and God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need. Some of you have never read this scripture before. It's going to bless you. Underline it, highlight it, circle it. You will always have everything. I talked about this on Wednesday night. You know what always means in the Greek? Always. You know what it means in the Hebrew? Always. You know what it means in Espanol? Always. He said, then you will always have everything. You know what everything means in the Greek? Everything. You will always, at all times in Zoe, every moment of your life, all times, you will have everything. That means, as a Zoe recipient, every moment I'm on this earth falls under the umbrella of always. And every need I have, every need, everything I have, he says, it will be given to you. That is Zoe. You say, Pastor, I don't have everything I need. How am I going to be a blessing to others? I'm asking you the same question, and I'm encouraging you to lean into Jesus and say, God, I need overwhelming hope, so I have hope, and I can give some away. God, I need overwhelming love, so I have love, and I can give some away. This is the end of verse 8. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. I told you about the family sitting here today that for the first time since I've been over the camp in 2004, every year we have gone into the red, and the church has always subsidized, and we've reached into general giving to cover camp costs. But for the first time in 2023, we had a family say, whatever the shortfall is, we're going to make sure that we pay that so that every young person that we need can go to camp, and it's not going to cost the church anything. You say, how much was that? It was around $17,000. Now, the thing is if you're going to give $17,000, guess what you have to have? $17,000. Guess what else you have to have? All your needs met. They're not giving $17,000 to our kids, and their kids aren't taken care of. They said, we're going to meet the needs of our house, and then we're going to start looking for houses. Come on now. I'm going to make sure that I'm blessed. I've got all my needs met, but then I'm going to start looking for people to bless. It says, then you will always, that's all the time, have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. You can't give what you don't have. And if you want a surplus, you have to say yes to Zoe in abundance. Yes to Jesus, the fullness of Jesus. Jesus is more than just a get-out-of-hell-free card. He wants relationship with you. And Zoe is birthed in relationship. And I lost some of you on the radical giving, but I'll get you back on the radical receiving. Here we go. Proverbs 3, verse 9 and 10. Zoe does mean radical receiving. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. Then, that's a big then, because it is preceded by honoring the Lord with what we have. Then he will fill your barns with grain, and your vats will overflow with good wine. And some of you are saying, I don't need grain and I don't need wine, or I don't want grain or I don't want wine. When this was written, that was the most valuable things besides gold you could have. It meant that everything that you needed, God was going to take care of it. But he said, I'm going to fill your barns. I'm going to overflow your vats. Can I encourage somebody today that when we talk about Zoe, I know a lot of preachers don't preach it and they shy away from it, but I'm here to tell you that God wants to bless you, that God wants to give to you, that God said, prove me and see if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you cannot contain. Can I encourage somebody today? I might have lost you at radical giving, but I want you to be a radical giver so you can be a radical receiver. And Zoe means, God, I have tapped into this enough that you've given me so much I can be blessed and give it away. But I know when I give it away, it is seed sown and you're bringing it back. Radical receiving. I read a story on the Greek Freak, plays for the Milwaukee Bucks. His first contract was worth a few million dollars. He went down to, this was without, and this is why I've always encouraged the young people growing up in this church that go on to sports and to do great things, get you a financial advisor in your life, because otherwise you do silly things. So he had millions of dollars. He went down to the bank, opened up an account, and he saw the little sign that says, this money is only federally insured for $250,000. The Greek Freak opened up dozens of accounts and just put $250,000 in each. How many of you know managing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 accounts is tough? Managing dozens of accounts is really tough. He said, I've gotten all of this. He said, I've got to make sure that it's covered. How many of you would like to have that problem? That you have so much that you're concerned with where you're saving it. That you've got so much that you're concerned. Some of you don't even know what a CD is. You haven't thought about a CD since Mariah Carey's last album. Boys to Men, NSYNC. But there's something called a certificate of deposit. Right now, you're making about 0.015 on your checking account. Randolph will pay you 4.5. That means for every 1,000, You're going to get a lot more money than that 0.015. When you put $10,000, you're going to get $450 in interest. I'm here to tell you, God wants to introduce new problems to your life. And one of those problems is, you radically gave, but I'm going to give it to you in such a way that you are going to have to hire people to manage. You are going to have to get people around you. I've never been blessed like this before. I've never had a surplus. I've never had money left over after the bills. What do I do? I've always asked someone to sponsor my kid to go to camp. Now I can pay for them. I can pay for their 3 friends. See, some of this is going over your head, but I want you to introduce you. And Zoe is not just about unspeakable joy and peace that doesn't make any sense. There is a place to get in God where all of your needs are met, but your radical giving is going to lead to radical receiving. I love this one. Holy Spirit, this is Zoe, Holy Spirit without limit. This is a verse that we hardly ever hear preached about the Holy Spirit. John 3, verse 34. For the one whom God has sent speaks the word of God. For God gives the Spirit, capital S in your Bibles, without limit. The Bible also says this in the New Testament, church. Quench not the Spirit. The enemy cannot quench the Spirit. The enemy cannot dumb down the Spirit. The enemy is defeated and knows the spirit is way too strong for him. But what the enemy hopes is that you and I will limit the spirit. Because the word says that God gives his spirit without limit. If God gives his spirit without limit and the spirit of God is limited in our life, it's not God's fault, it's not Satan's fault, it's no one else's fault but ours because we have limited that spirit. But Zoe means that you've got an untapped potential of the Holy Ghost in your life, that there is no limitation to how much you can get and there's no limitation to how much it can do. I've got great news for you. If you've got a problem that seems too big, it might be too big for you and I, but it's not too big for the Holy Spirit of God. If it can raise God from the dead, imagine what it can do on your job on a Monday, your school on a Tuesday. Imagine what it can do to your mind on a Thursday, your marriage on a Friday. It's the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Don't limit it. Don't limit it. Don't let it go. Man, I endured worship. I loved it. I had my eyes closed, and I could hear people around me speaking in tongues. And I love that. But church, can I just remind and encourage you? Don't let that die here. Let that spirit go in your car, in your house. Unleash that spirit at your job, in your school, wherever God has you. Because there are so many limitations and self-imposed things that we place on God. But I am here to tell you, get the lid off of God. Get God out of the box. Get God out of the church and let Jesus and his spirit work without limits. So I've mentioned all of these things, and in my time left, if I haven't mentioned what you desire today, if I haven't mentioned what you are praying for in 2023, if there's some wants in your life that you say, Pastor Brandon, this last 2 weeks, as you've gone down this list of peace and joy and the Holy Spirit and radical giving and radical receiving and more than all of the lists you gave, there's some things that I'm needing that you didn't list. Well, I'm glad that you think that, because when you can't find the exact verse, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. However, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those that love him. He said, Zoe, he said, you can't even think big enough to think about the fullness of everything Zoe contains. He said, your eye has never seen what Zoe can do. No human mind has ever even had the thought. Have you ever thought about this, church, that there are colors we have never seen that we will see in heaven? There are foods that there are fruits and vegetables that we have never, never eaten, never seen that we will experience in heaven. I am here to tell you, don't let bad theology, bad pastors, and bad churches dumb down your view of God. Everything you know about Jesus is a drop in the bucket. There is new dimensions. There is new character. There are things about God that you don't even know. Been married to Mandy for 20 plus years, and I'm still, thank you very much, Brother Oscar. It's a miracle, praise God. I'm still finding out things about her. She's still finding out things about me, and we live with each other. We're each other's best friends. I can't tell you how many times that I've spent time in devotion with God, and God says, hey, since you've gotten close to me, let me show you another dimension. Let me show you something else about me that you didn't know. Let me let you tap into something in me that most people never get close enough to tap into. I believe, church, that God, who he is, and everything that he contains is so big. The Bible says about Jesus in the 3.5 years of ministry that if the books were to write everything that he did on this earth, that's just 3.5 years, the books could not contain it all. What are books made out of? Books are made out of paper. Paper is made out of trees. That means if you cut down every tree on the face of the earth and printed pages, it could still not tell of all Jesus did. That's just what Jesus did. Now let's talk about what God wants to do in your life. Can I encourage you? He doesn't want to just hear from you on Sunday. He doesn't want to just you have a moment on Sunday. He wants to drive home with you. He wants to watch football with you. He wants to have dinner with you. He wants to go to work with you. He wants to go to the gym with you. He wants to sit in the doctor's office next to you. If you've got a court date, he wants to be your advocate. He wants to be your counsel. Do not put limitations on God. He says, I an ear have not seen or heard, and the brain has not comprehended. Zoe in abundance. Stand on your feet. We might have to go one more week, y'all. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him. It's important who the him is. Him is not a political figure. Him is not a prophet. Him is not a pastor. Him is God. Jehovah in the Old Testament. Jesus in the New Testament. Do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus like Mario knows Jesus? You say, why are you pointing him out? Because just when he was listing the names of Jesus, became overwhelmed with so much emotion. Not because he's quoting names, but because he has experienced the God that those names represent. Whether it is Jehovah Shalom, Sitkanu, Jehovah Rapha, whatever you need him, do you know him? Now under him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask. This scripture messes preachers up because we're big on you declaring it. You know what Zoe does? Zoe works so powerful in your life, you can speak it or think it. Because sometimes you're in a boardroom surrounded by billionaires and you can't say it, but you can think it. Sometimes you're at a job interview that you can't say it, you can think it. You don't want it to be arrogance. Sometimes you saying in the wrong place might come off as arrogance, but you can think it. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all. We could preach on every one of those words. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. So here's the trillion dollar question. If you ask it and don't have it, if you thought it and don't see it, you haven't allowed the power of him that is able to work in you. But I've got good news, church. Let's flip that switch today. Let's step into Zoe. Let's say yes to Jesus. Let's say yes to his word. Let's say yes to his promises. I want to open the altars in 3 seconds, and I don't want you to think about it. If you have been ministered to the last 35 minutes, I just need you to move. 1, 2, 3. Get out of your seat. Join us in this altar today. Every step you take is a step towards Zoe. Every step you take is a step towards abundance. Every step you take is a step towards the exceeding abundantly. Above all that he, that Christ. Man, it's been special, church, in this season we're in, baptizing new converts. seeing young men and young women walk to this altar and say, hey, I'm here to be baptized. And what's even better is most of the time before we even start church, they'll catch one of our lead team in the aisle or in the altar and say, hey, I want to be baptized today. Before the first song's ever sung, what are we talking about? We're talking about people that are not emotional about a service, but they're stepping into Jesus and allowing Jesus to step into them and to transform everything about them. As you've stepped into this altar, I want you to lift both hands. And I just want you to start saying things like this: I'm here for you, Jesus. God, I want more of you. Jesus, be the Lord of my life. Jesus, be the King of my heart. If you're in this altar today and you don't know Jesus, this is your moment. And as somebody walks past you to pray for you, I want you to grab them by the hand and say, I'm here to meet Jesus. I'm here to receive Jesus. Because we want to make sure that you have what we call salvation. We want to make sure that the end of your life or when Jesus comes back, whichever one comes first, at that moment you go straight to heaven. Jesus made that way. Said, I've come that you might have Zoe. I've come that you might have eternal life, eternity with me. If you're in this room today or you're watching online today, this is your moment to say yes to Jesus for the first time or say yes to Jesus for the 100th time. I don't know what you need, but I know that it can be found in Jesus Christ. I listed 12 or 14 things that Zoe really looks like, but if I could preach on this series for the next year, I could find another 500 things that Zoe contains. But instead of talk about the things, let's talk about the person. See, in the Western church, we've gotten really bad at talking about the God of things and not just God. This is your moment to embrace Jesus. This is your moment to be embraced by Jesus. When you repent of your sin and your mistakes, you claim Jesus as the Son of God, Lord of all, the only way to get to heaven. Zoe is made available.